If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Possible talks on Griner Swap.
Bring her home. She has family. Free her.
Monkeypox declared public health emergency.
It does focus resources and attention on the problem.
Dick Cheney on Donald Trump.
He's a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Russia says it's ready for talks on a possible prisoner swap a day after Brittany Griner was hit with a 9-year prison sentence. Speaking this morning in Cambodia, Secretary of State Blinken says the Biden administration considers her wrongfully detained.
What Foreign Minister Lavrov said this morning and said publicly is that they are prepared to engage through channels we've established to do just that. And we'll be pursuing that.
There was a moment of silence last night before the WNBA game that featured Griner's team, the Phoenix Mercury. After the Mercury's third loss in a row, teammate Skylar Diggins-Smith said emotions are running high.
If we come out here and we're still supposed to play this game. Nobody wanted to even play today. How are you supposed to approach the game, approach the court and with a clear mind? And the whole group is crying before the game.
Secretary Blinken says China's new round of military exercises near Taiwan is a significant escalation. It follows House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the island. She is now in Japan.
Chinese made their strikes, probably using our visit as an excuse.
China says it's canceling or suspending dialogue with the U.S. on everything from climate change to military relations and is putting sanctions on Pelosi and her family. Now to Washington. After months of talks, Senate Democrats say they now have the votes to pass a big budget bill that aims to cut inflation and target climate change. CBS's Scott McFarland says Arizona Democrat Kyrsten Sinema is now on board.
Sinema was late to commit to this deal. She had concerns about tax provisions, and her colleagues appear to have relented now, preserving tax breaks for investment fund managers. They are going to work and vote through the weekend to finalize this deal. Well, there are new taxes to help generate billions of dollars to pay down some of the national debt, but also to pay to extend some of the subsidies to provide health care under the Affordable Care Act. Democrats are also calling this the largest climate change legislation in U.S. history. It'll pay for tax breaks for people who buy energy-efficient appliances or fuel-efficient cars, as well as financial incentives for businesses that conserve energy.
The White House has declared monkeypox a national health emergency. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says it comes with case numbers rising fast and vaccine in short supply.
Vaccine clinics are popping up around the country.
We're here to protect our community and ensure that everyone who's at risk is getting vaccinated.
U.S. cases have surpassed 7,100, with six states reporting more than 500 confirmed cases. The vast majority of cases have been found among men who have sex with men. But health officials stress anybody can get it. At least five children have contracted the virus. Patients say monkeypox is excruciating.
It was one of the most painful experiences of my life.
A Texas jury has ordered conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to pay more than $4 million in compensatory damages to the parents of a first grader killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting. Lead prosecutor Mark Bankston says this is a beginning, not an end.
We're not even done yet, and I'm already getting to tell my families, yes, Mr. Jones is going to transform your life with the money that we take from him.
The jury today will hear more evidence about Jones and his company finances as it weighs possible punitive damages. The parent company of InfoWars filed for bankruptcy during the trial. Overseas, there's word three more ships with corn have left ports in Ukraine. Next stop is Turkey for an inspection. First one to leave this week since the Russian invasion began is now headed for Lebanon.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Former TV news anchor Carrie Lake has won the close Republican primary for governor of Arizona.
We are so ecstatic today that all of our hard work paid off.
The win is a blow to the GOP establishment. Lake had the backing of former President Trump. Trump is the target in a new campaign ad featuring former Vice President Dick Cheney, who speaks up for his daughter Liz, the Wyoming congresswoman. He calls Trump a threat to our republic.
He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it.
Liz Cheney's fighting for re-election. The GOP primary is in 2 weeks. A CBS News camera happened to catch last evening's lightning near the White House. 4 people were critically injured after a strike in Lafayette Park right nearby. 2 men, 2 women hospitalized. In Gallup, New Mexico, someone drove a large SUV through a street parade.
Oh my God!
Police say no one was killed, but several people were hurt. The driver is in custody. Just outside Los Angeles, 6 people were killed when a speeding car ran a red light and plowed into other vehicles at a busy intersection. Deborah Jackson was at a nearby gas station.
I heard a big explosion, but as I was trying to turn around, the flames just went over everybody.
Among the 8 who were hospitalized, the 40-year-old woman who was driving the speeding car. Concern yesterday at the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas after a shooting.
Everybody going in or out? At this present time, when we get an update from Metro, we will let you guys know.
One person was killed, 2 injured in the shooting in a guest room. No arrests have been made. At the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota, shoppers fled. Police say someone fired shots. No one was found to have been injured, and a suspect is being sought. Well, it seems inflation has turned more and more grocery shoppers into backyard farmers, as we hear from CBS's Janet Shamlian.
When Beth Brown needs groceries, she often does her shopping in her own backyard.
What do you think you're saving on groceries?
Every month, probably $400.
Among what's growing, lettuce, squash, tomatoes, and cantaloupe.
The prices in food have really gone up, so I have been growing a lot more vegetables to kind of keep up with that.
She runs the Central Texas Vegetable Gardeners Facebook group.
We're close to 20,000 members now.
Digging up new ways to save some green. Janet Shamlian, CBS News, Austin.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now, more than ever, to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A vigil in Indiana to pay tribute to a congresswoman and others killed in a fatal crash.
I can only imagine.
Jackie Walorski's husband, Dean Swihart, says his wife was the person he couldn't live without, and he couldn't be more proud of the life she lived.
She lived her faith. She knew who she was. She wasn't going to be talked down. She wasn't going to be backed down.
Walorski, 2 of her staff members, and the driver of the other vehicle died in a crash on a northern Indiana highway on Wednesday. Walorski's brother organized the vigil in Elkhart.
We pray for all the families involved. We know how much you hurt.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The Florida Python Challenge is getting underway today, a 10-day event in the Everglades where contestants capture and humanely kill pythons. The person who kills the most snakes wins prizes. Pythons are seen as a threat to the ecosystem. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.